KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. We're going to be spending most of the hour talking with musician Dirk Powell. Dirk has a great new album. His fourth solo release is called Walking Through Clay. We'll be spinning tracks from this new album, as well as spinning tunes from Dirk with the Foghorn String Band. They'll be performing this Friday evening downtown Lafayette at Parish Inc. And, of course, we'll be spinning lots of tracks from Walking Through Clay. Before we get started with the program this morning, our thoughts and prayers go with our good friend Al Berard, who suffered a strike last night. And anyway, our thoughts are with Al this morning. We're going to start off with a track from the John Wesley Harding album by Bob Dylan, going back to 1968. But before we get to that, this is Steve Earle with A Pocket Full of Rain.
Bars out on the corner, the way they were before. For me, I don't go down there with my money anymore. Yeah, I can still remember when it used to kill the pain, but I woke up every morning with a pocket full of rain. Like it's me easy. I've been up and down, and lately I can't seem to keep my chin up off the ground. But I'd rather eat a pound of dirt and taste that taste of beer, and the world of hurt is better than a pocket full of rain.
Dear landlord, please don't put a price on my soul. My burdens are heavy, my dreams are beyond control. When that steamboat whistle blows, I'm gonna give you all I got to give, and I do hope you receive it well, depending on the way you feel that you live. Dear landlord, please heed these words that I speak. I know you've suffered much, but in this you are not so unique. All of us at times we might work too hard, too heavy, too fast, and too much. And anyone can fill his life up with things he can see, but it just cannot touch. Dear landlord, please don't dismiss my case. I'm not about to argue, I'm not about to move to no other place. You know this was meant to be true. And if you don't underestimate me, I won't underestimate you.
A little classic Dylan, going back to the John Wesley Harding album. Always loved the cover of that release. I never knew what exactly was going on. It looked like Bob had dropped back into the 1800s or something. Dear Landlord from John Wesley Harding. And before that, we began with Steve Earle with A Pocket Full of Rain. That's from his most recent release entitled Below Highway. It's 8 minutes past the hour. Looking at the weather, it's rainy. 40% chance of showers. Cloudy today, a high of around 46 degrees. The north breeze at 15. This evening, cloudy with a low of getting close to freezing. 32, 33 degrees. Currently, it's overcast and 44 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got our good friend Dirk Powell. Dirk, of course, a longtime musician, friend, neighbor, and of course, playing with some of the most renowned musicians in the world. Dirk has just recently, a couple of weeks ago, released his fourth solo album. It's on Sugar Hill Records, and it's called Walking Through Clay. And Dirk, man, I think this is your most varied effort to date, man.
It definitely is. It's a new kind of a new approach for me, just basically breaking down the walls between all the things I love, you know, which I love so many different kinds of music, and I always grew up playing different things. And I kind of, you know, I appreciated getting all the way into one tradition or another tradition and exploring the center of those things. But at this point, it's also kind of like I just want to tell my story, which is kind of wide open to all these different kinds of music.
Well, it definitely works. And yeah, exactly. It ranges everything from the simplest little banjo tunes, just you and a banjo, to, you know, some all-out rockers. So, great effort. And we're going to be listening to a few tracks from that in just a few minutes. But, you know, you've been busy, of course, as always, and touring with Joan Baez, among many, many other things. You're getting ready to go on a major tour next month throughout March down South America.
Yeah.
And So before you take off, it looks like you're going to be treating us to a little down-home music this Friday night over at Parish Inc. Who's joining you for this performance?
Those are my dear friends, the Foghorn String Band. They're coming into town to be here for Mardi Gras, and we wanted the chance to make some music together. That's one of our favorite things to do, and I think that environment will be perfect for it, just a good intimate space. And, you know, I've played with Foghorn for more than 10 years, and I love making music with them, and they're like family to me. So
now, who's in this band? There's a couple of people that we would know in Foghorn.
Well, Caleb Clatter and Sammy Lind are original members of Foghorn, mm-hmm. and the group's evolved a bit over time, and now they have Nadine Landry and Reeb Wilms in the band, which is great. So it's two men and two women, and what they can do with that combination is incredible. I mean, they rock so hard, but they also have incredible harmonies and all these inflections of different kinds of kind of sort of vintage music, but also originals that have that feel. And it's just kind of a such an organic, positive musical vibe. You know, I love bringing it to people and being part of it.
So is Caleb making it for this one? Mm-hmm. Or, so they'll be all part of this show?
Yep, they will. Yeah, Caleb and Sammy and Nadine and Reeb, yeah.
Well, and now how is this going to work? I assume you're going to be joining them, but are you doing a set and Foghorn's doing a set, or is it just one big hootenanny?
It's just one big hootenanny, man. It's just one big geared up for Mardi Gras party. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Well, we're
just rocking
definitely
on.
Looking forward to it. You brought a couple of recordings of the Foghorn String Band. Where was this recorded?
This was recorded at the Freight and Salvage back in September, and this is the same lineup you'll hear if you come to the show on Friday. It's me.
Where's the Freight and Salvage again?
It's in Berkeley, mm-hmm. California. Mm-hmm. And they had an old-time festival out there last September. So this is me and Foghorn together rocking it out for the crowd out there in Berkeley.
Okay, check this out. What's this tune called, the first one?
First one's called My Horses Ain't Hungry.
Thank you.
The reason why I got into this music, I'd say the first recording I've ever heard was the Hazel and Alice record. And I feel so, so happy that Alice is here. Yeah. So we're going to do one other song here that they recorded a while back called The Mining Camp Blues.
That's not incentive enough to make it on out to Parashing this Friday. I don't know what it is. Foghorn String Band recorded live at Berkeley, along with Dirk Powell here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Yeah, it's going to kick off at around 9:30. Yeah, like I was saying, what else can we say? There it is.
There it is, man.
Those guys are the real thing, and it should be something incredible. Again, that's at Parashink this Friday evening. Dirk Powell, Foghorn String Band, Parashink, 9:30 p.m. is the designated start time. And we are listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan. We've got Dirk Powell here in the studio. And, it's time to talk about his brand-new record. It's entitled Walking Through Clay. I didn't realize this is the fourth record. Man, when did the first one come out?
First one came out in maybe 95 or 96, something like that. Yeah, okay. It's been a while, man. Yeah. But
wow.
I haven't made one in a while, though. I kind of made three for Rounder. you know, mm-hmm. and then it's been a good while since those happened. So,
well, this one, as I was mentioning earlier, this one really is more varied than anything you've ever done, and you've got the best liner notes written by Steve Earle in the back. let me read this. I know it was probably embarrass you, but let me read what Steve Earle has to say. Dirk Powell is a badass. That's written in caps, all caps. Says, to the bone, he is, in addition to being the greatest old-time banjo picker alive, a graduate student of both mountain and Cajun fiddle styles and a diatonic button accordion, an instrument that fights you back. Take it from me. I'm tried. He is a singer, songwriter, producer, recording engineer, and all in all an artist of unique vision and unbending integrity. As far as I can tell, there is no genre of American roots music that Dirk doesn't understand, no primordial mode he can't master, no polyrhythmic code he can't crack. He also cooks the best sauce piquante I've ever tasted. Be forewarned, Dirk Powell and I will make a record together someday. Steve Earle. So, yeah, Mr. Badass.
I don't know, man. It's coming from him, that's quite a compliment. He's a badass of the first degree. So,
yeah, so anyway, did Steve didn't work with you on this record, obviously.
He didn't work on that one. No, we did a track together for this United and Divided record that came out, which was kind of exploring the Civil War music. And just, you know, I've worked with him some over the years, played with him with Joan Baez and... Yeah, I just, you know, I'm a huge fan of his music. I mean, he inspires me, just gets up there with the guitar and lets it fly, you know. So I was thrilled to record with him, and he's talking about, you know, making a Louisiana record one of these days. So now, hopefully that'll happen.
I can see it. I definitely hope that happens. Yeah, it comes here and, yeah, just employs everyone from around
exactly,
here.
Exactly,
it totally worked. I mean, back when he was here about a year and a half ago, I mean, yeah, he just – clicked so much with all the musicians around here.
Definitely.
But anyway, despite the fact that Steve's not on the record, the guests you have on here are nothing to sneeze at. You've got folks like Jerry Douglas, the late great Levon Helm. You've got Joanna Devine, Amy Helm, Aoife O'Donovan, and Martha Scanlon doing background vocals. Not bad company.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, I'm thrilled that so many people gave their spirit to this record and got behind it and. Made me feel really good to just be able to call in people of such talent and that they wanted to contribute. It's pretty special.
I didn't dig into it deeply. Was this recorded where? Mostly at your house or all over? Or
it was almost all recorded in my studio in Parks, you know, which mm-hmm. is basically an old Cypress building that I converted into a studio. It's built around 1840. All the basic tracks were done there, you know, live with mm-hmm. Patrick Keeler, the drummer from the Raconteurs, and Eric Fry playing bass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of brought it to a few different places and added a few things here and there. But most of it was done there.
Oh, Eric. Eric's ended up on everybody's record. He's just the bass player for out here, the bass player for hire.
That's right.
Well, yeah, let's get to some music from it. I guess the best place to start is the title track, Walking Through Clay. Now, you've got Levon Helm on this particular recording, right?
He's actually not on this cut. He's on
Abide
With Me. Yeah, but it's just Patrick Keeler playing drums.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's basically a song that tells the story of my great-great-grandmother who fled in the Civil War. She went through some tragic things in the Civil War and fled from Virginia up into Kentucky, started a new family up there.
Now, the term walking through clay I've never heard that before, though it makes sense. It seems like it's a term I should have heard my entire life. Is that something you've picked up or just something that you kind of thought of yourself?
I kind of thought it for myself. I mean, it's got a lot of different meanings for me, one of which is that she went up into Clay County, you know, which is part of it.
Yes, okay.
But it's also... I don't know. It's one of those things that's hopefully open to some interpretation.
Right. I mean, when I read that, yeah, in your description that it was from Clay County, like, yeah, that's a great metaphor, walking through clay. Well, this is the title track, Dirk Powell's new record, Walking Through Clay.
That burns your boots like iron. Seams are weak on your flour sack dress. Hair piled high in a joyful mess. You wouldn't take nothing for the cool caress. one drop of sweat on your shoulder. But mountain air blows cool and sweet. Your hair hangs down in a winding sheet. Say goodbye to the wasting heat. The plains, the Grand Dominion. A lonely farm on a quiet trail. Fence and a fresh cut bale. Or you might succeed or you might fail, but none but God's above you. Feel your spirit rise. Up to the sky. Cause there's a bud that I see. Your path to victory. Walking through plain. He's got his mama's eyes. A barrel picked and a bushel peeled. Days are long in a rocky field. A few thin rows that'll barely yield enough to feed a family. She carried a pail so it never drips. The dipper passes all their lips. When it's your turn, you take a sip. You let the water heal you. Your rest, a quiet prayer, your heart is blessed. Place your hand on your flowering breast, feel the life within you.
Good to the last drop, Walking Through Clay. That's Dirk Powell's new record, title track to the brand new album on Sugar Hill Records. And I tell you what, the sound of that tune is just so airy and in flight. I mean, and deep and hard to the ground, yet way up in the sky. It's a great track.
Thanks for saying that, man.
You said Jerry Douglas is doing the guitar work on that one.
Yeah, he's doing that slide part on that solo, yeah. On that riff in the middle when it changes key a bit.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, Walking Through Clay should just be a new term. I mean, that's a great term. I mean, just about life in general. It's like walking through clay.
Yeah,
a lot of the times. we're on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. We've got our good friend Dirk Powell who is visiting with us, and we're listening to tracks from Walking Through Clay, his new album. I love the cover. Once again, when you left me this album, I was looking at it. I almost thought I had your Christmas album.
Right.
Your treasured banjo is front and center in the cover as always, like similar to the last one. I just think it's a great idea. This should just be your new symbol, you know.
Well, it sort of is. I mean, that banjo, my cousin, who was in his 80s from Virginia, he made me that and shipped it to me. And I got home, and one day it was waiting on the porch, and I couldn't believe it.
Did he draw the horse and everything?
He drew the horse on it.
It was just like this when you got it?
Just like that. Wrote my name on it with a pen and drew a horse on the front of it, And Terry Fensel took that picture. She's absolutely an incredible photographer from this area. And She's just got a knack for capturing the soul of things. And I love that shot that she took where you see the banjo and then you just see my shadow back in the background. You see a little bit of my boot. And,
yeah.
You know, you don't see me, but you see the shadow.
And I never realized that. And it looks like you're standing. Well, I mean, maybe you are. But because it's just a close-up of your shoe and your ankle, you know. But, yeah, I can totally see you standing in the background. It looks like your head's pointed down. Yeah, yeah. Incredible shot.
She's amazing.
Well, now, where is this in the back? That's
an old shed just out in the country, you know?
I just thought maybe it was your place or something.
Yeah, it's an old shed at the studio, basically, like a storage shed near the studio.
Anyway, a great record. And I want to get to some more tunes from it. Who did you say worked on the recording with you on this?
Well, I recorded it all myself in my studio, but then I mixed some of the tracks with Vance Powell, who's an engineer who works with Jack White a lot up in Nashville.
No relation, right?
No relation, no. No, probably if you go back far enough. But we'd worked together on some projects with the Raconteurs, which he won a Grammy for. He won an engineering Grammy for his work with the Raconteurs. And he's just capable of getting that sound you just described, that kind of massive rock thing, you know. And I figured, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it all the way, you know what I mean? Might as well go for it. So I enjoyed working with him. And then Richard Dodd mastered it, and he's worked with Tom Petty a lot. He's a first-rate mastering engineer, so he mastered it. I just, you know, so I'm okay. I'm going to make this record. I'm going to go for it. It was fun.
Well, it definitely sounds first-rate. Let's get to some more tunes from it. I just want to go to the next track, Some Sweet Day. Anything we should know about this song, if anyone's on it that we should know about? Or
this song is one that I kind of based on some songs that they have in Ireland where they have a theme where they sometimes relate to alcohol as a person, and it's kind of addressing. So, you know, sometimes it starts out in your life as this fair-haired young boy who basically, so you can do anything you want. It's kind of this empowering thing. And then over time, sometimes it starts to take a different turn. So it's kind of about that. It's about the shift in that relationship from being young and thinking, oh, this empowers me to do anything. I can do anything I want, you know. And oftentimes at the end, it's more like, wow. Like one of the last lines is, you know, your breath turns my collar to twine. You know, it's that kind of thing. That's kind of what the song's about.
Well, here it is. The titled Some Sweet Day. This is Dirk Powell.
But I never could find a way. smile, skies, the hole in your eyes, where the door to your heart should have been. But some old day, some sweet day, I'm gonna bid you goodbye. Some old day, some sweet day, I'm gonna take wings and fly. I'm gonna take wings and fly. In the mirror, you're standing so near, your breath turns my collar to twine. When I turn around, there's just empty ground, there's no one's reflection but mine. But some sweet day, for life fades away, a hand will be offered to me. Not stiff and upturned, callous nor burn, but gentle, lovely and free. Some old day, some sweet day, I'm gonna bid you goodbye. Some old day, some sweet day, I'm gonna take wings and fly.
Some Sweet Day. That's Dirk Powell from Walking Through Clay. And Dirk is right here with me on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Fine, fine tune, dude.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
This record is just something else. I was going to ask you about this picture. are these your boots?
Yeah, there's a picture of my boots.
Now, whose shoes are in these?
Those are my two daughters' flip-flops, each of their pairs of flip-flops in my boots. I just love that picture, kind of my worn boots. And we had actually been – we were up traveling around in our little funky motorhome that we'd go on sometimes in the summer, and we were up at this pool up in Virginia, up in the mountains. It was super, super hot, so the clay, you know, the pavement was kind of baking. And I just had stored their flip-flops in my boots for a minute, and I just took that shot. I don't know. It kind of summed something up for me. I mean, they're the most important things in my life, you know. And
oh, you mentioned clay. You should have had a shot of the clay on the bottoms of the flip-flops.
Yeah, you can see a little touch of it there. But yeah.
There you go. Well, Walking Through Clay is the new one. As I said, a quite varied album, and I was quite surprised to see you you threw in a version of the David Egan number, Spoon Bread.
Yeah. I love that song. I always have, you know, and it just resonated with me a lot on many, many different levels. So I wanted to include it. It really fits well in the banjo. I mean, it's just the rhythm of it and the sound of it. Just it's such a natural
of
fit.
Yeah, because in past recordings, I mean, it seems like the piano is pretty much the lead doing the lead lick. But yeah, the banjo doing it gives it a totally different feel, and really works. Anyone else on this particular track other than the usual gang?
Kind of just the usual gang. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Spoon Bread. This is a David Egan number that Little Band of Gold recorded so well just a few years ago, done this time by Dirk Powell. Thank you.
shit. Get a little peace, get a little green. Pass me down, spoon red, baby. It ain't nothing, but it sure tastes good. Started walking at the Sabine, turn around and round. Kick a little stone, walking on home. Sing a little song, it's mine, all mine. Got no call to make me roam. Miles to go, I'm headed on home. Hit a little number that's mine, all mine.
Putting a really down-home feel to Spoon Bread, the David Egan number, as Dirk Powell from his latest release, Walking Through Clay. And you were just mentioning that David made sure that – I didn't realize that you had gone to him and said, hey, I'm going to record your tune. And he said –
Yeah, he said, make sure you say Rhonda now. He said, don't change that to anybody else.
Yeah, don't make it personal, you know.
I was like, oh, you got it, buddy. You know
it's
it.
It's written for
I'm
Miss Rhonda.
I'm going to get you in trouble.
That's right. Miss Rhonda Sue, you can't leave her out of the picture.
That's right.
Dirk Powell is with me. We're listening to tracks from Walking Through Clay. And if you want to catch Dirk, again, he will be performing this Friday evening, 9:30, with the Foghorn String Band, a big wing ding over downtown at Parish Inc. Do you know the address?
310 Jefferson Street.
310 Jefferson Street. The old fun.
The old fun house.
Fun shop,
man.
Whatever that was downtown. Can't yes. miss it. Let's get to another tune from this. We mentioned earlier, like I said, I was reading the record and I assumed that Some Sweet Day included Levon Helm, but actually he is included on Abide With Me. When was this recorded?
This was recorded, I'm not sure exactly, it's been maybe 8 years ago or something like that, up at his place in Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, playing with him was just an absolute thrill. I mean, I say you learn more about music playing with him for 3 minutes than you could, you know, studying at school for a long time. I mean, just where he put that beat, mm-hmm. that feel, it enabled you to be fearless with where you put it. I mean, it enabled you to say, as deep as I can go with this is how deep I'm going to go, you know. And thrilled to have played with him and thrilled to have him on the record, really.
Well, here it is. This is Abide With Me featuring Levon Helm. This is Dirk Powell.
Abide With Me.
Abide With Me. That's Dirk Powell along with Levon Helm doing the drum chores. And I would assume Amy was doing – who's doing background vocals?
Yeah, Amy and Martha Scanlon and me. Yeah, the three of us. It's kind of a three-part him.
And well, a great, great record. Again, it's entitled Walking Through Clay. I just released a couple of weeks ago on Sugar Hill Records, Dirk's fourth solo album, and a fine, fine one at that. We're going to wrap up this little segment here with the last tune from the record. I just had to play this because it's just got such a special feel and a nice way to end the record. Anything we should know about this song?
Well, it's kind of after all these numbers that had a lot of instruments and a lot of thought going into them and kind of big arrangements and big sounds, I just really wanted to do something really simple. And basically, I just walk to the guitar. You can kind of hear that, and then I pick it up and play the simple melody just solo and sing a little bit at the end. But it's kind of that, you know, it's kind of that statement at the end of returning to this very simple place.
Well, it totally works, and the record is just the, I think your best one yet. And again, it's called Walking Through Clay, and Dirk will be performing along with the Foghorn String Band again this Friday night. It should be a big party, 9:30 p.m. the designated start time, and it's at Parish Inc. downtown Lafayette, just about a half a block from the underpass. Right there downtown. Dirk, thanks so much for dropping by. As always, man, good luck on the South American tour with Joan. And
thanks,
man,
Cecil.
We're going to see you on the flip side of all this
stuff. Yeah, I really appreciate you playing such great music and giving artists a chance to come on and share what they do. It's really valuable and precious. Thank you.
It would be remiss not to. How can you not in this area? So anyway, this is the final track from Walking Through Clay. This is Dirk Powell with a number called My Heart Won't Let Me Stay. Thanks, Dirk.
Thank you.
The more unique endings to a record I've heard in some time. That's Dirk Powell from Walking Through Clay here on The Caravan, which was produced in Cypress Lake Studios live on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go out with the new album by jazz violinist Regina Carter. She's put out a release of Southern fiddle tunes. It's called Southern Comfort. We're going to close out with Miner's Child. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Dirk, for coming by. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.